for those that are not all right, it's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Today's Daily Collection starts us off in Scotland. So there's a bar, evidently, in Aberdeen, Scotland, which is called Sober. S-O-B-R. And it's entirely an alcohol-free bar. They have non-alcoholic beer, wine, cocktails. It's created for those who love the energy of a great night out without the hangover that follows.
I don't know if that's really a bar.
Well, 33-year-old Hayden Garrity is the manager. And he was just convicted of drunk driving.
Oh, Hayden.
Yeah, he got caught more than four times over the legal limit following a crash last month after tending bar all night. So you be the judge. Dum, 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 dum.
In today's edition of Waymo's Gone Wild, we're going to beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Music City just got their very own line of the self-driving cars, and they're already causing chaos. One went the wrong way down a street in front of the Ryman. I don't know if you've ever been there, but that's
it's not a good spot to do that.
No, A few more just blocked intersections. Police had to intervene. You know, you can't just drive these bad boys. Mm. They had to disengage the vehicle and move it to a nearby parking spot. Despite heading into a hotel valet line the wrong way, one patron says, it's just technology. Hey, it's going to have to work the bugs out.
Just keep it going.
Educate yourself.
Get out of her way.
Disengage.
Oh, no. To Waymo. Well, let's go to this owner of a mustard company in New Hampshire. Stop me if you've heard that one before.
Okay.
The owner of a mustard company in New Hampshire has been jailed for secretly pumping pollutants into a nearby river. It's unclear exactly what was in the water, but it caused environmental harm, so it must have been more than just a little bit of the mustard. 60-year-old, that'd be something, Charles Santich. He had this scheme where he had an underground pipe from his mustard factory and dumped all the dirty water in the Sauhegan River. Again, who hasn't done this before?
Wait, you mean it's the Sauhegan River?
Yeah. He was going in and sentenced to 18 months in prison. The company must pay $1.5 million.
Boy.
They're putting, you know, don't eat yellow snow. Same thing. Yeah. Yellow water. Mm-hmm. You don't want any part of it.
Picture this. Instead of your regular wage, the accounting department accidentally pays you 100 times your normal salary.
Bonus!
Thanks, Gina!
Worth it!
Mm. Now, this happened to a woman in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Now, she wound up getting paid $20,000 for a single day. Now, understandably, she did not want to give the money back. But this is not how any of this works. It's not finders keepers. So after refusing, she was arrested.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was good for a moment.
Yeah.
And is she going to keep the money? I've got a lot of questions here.
I think she earned it. Uh-huh. Dum, 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 dum. Worth it. She probably has to claim it, though, now. And we'll pay taxes on it. Here we go. I like this one. Okay, so a 91-year-old woman, Lois Cartwright, is in Ohio. Now, she's enrolled in, and this is cool. It's a citywide program, Are You Okay? Program. And it's a free community service. They're designed for senior citizens.
Aww.
And they provide daily welfare check-in calls to make sure everybody's cool. They do this. That's just... So Lois was in this. Well, local police, Westgate, Ohio police, were not... Like, they were notified. Lois had not answered.
Uh-oh.
She didn't answer yesterday. So they go by for the welfare call. They knock on the door, nothing. They then... The door's open.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unlocked.
Uh-oh.
So they go in. And they find Lois completely safe and sound in her bedroom with a headset on, beating her high score on video games.
Yeah,
she says
see?
She's been engrossed in this for 2 days. She's doing fine. It doesn't have any problems.
Bruh, you
please
made me
leave. Lois.
Okay, one more time for our friends in the back.
Old.
When the police show up, you follow directions. And if you're committing a crime, Do not start committing a new one.
Okay.
Matthew Alexander did not get the memo. Mm. Officers were investigating some loud noises in Madisonville, Kentucky, and started looking behind a building. Now, I don't know what they found, but they did lose their cruiser because Matthew took off in it and was caught a few minutes later. Mm. He then tried to flee on foot, is now facing a variety of charges, and you may be surprised, alcohol may have been involved.
Oh, should have went to that Scottish bar.
Yeah, dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, a Colorado couple named Selena and Joseph Quinones were recently stunned to learn that they are, in fact, cousins.
Oh,
the couple discovered this through a DNA test. And somewhere up the line, Joe's father's grandmother had been adopted, and that threw the whole timeline off and caused them to be related. They have three children together. And to prevent this from happening again, Selena and Joseph have created a yet-to-be-named dating app that checks if you're related. So get ready for, at some point, Ancestry.com.
Dum, 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 dum.